The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
Hello, Colonial Beach. This is Rick Wood joining you for Talk of the Town. I had the distinct pleasure today of being at the Ice Cream Hut, and I'm visiting with Bob McCarthy, his wife Dottie, and his manager Caitlin. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you.
So I can see we've got a lot more going on than just ice cream here. Do me a favor, Bob, and tell us a little about what you provide.
We provide breakfast and lunch as of right now. We're trying to get into the dinner scene, but we're looking for a cook that I can feel responsible to actually get the food out and to make Colonial Beach, you know, happy with that.
Okay. Yeah. So what kinds of foods do you serve?
For breakfast, we serve sausage biscuit gravy. We serve omelets down to eggs, French toast, waffles, chicken biscuits, burritos. Burritos are awesome.
I can see that. You've been eating one in front of me.
I'm sorry, but I was hungry.
you offer this.
Yep. And then all the way down to bagel and cream cheese, something that's, you know, and we also do breakfast meats and stuff like that. You can always add to the breakfast.
Okay. Now, are you guys originally from Colonial Beach? Have you moved here recently? Tell us a little about that.
We moved from Warrenton, Virginia.
Fauquier Falcon.
Yes, right.
Fellow Falcon, okay.
And then I retired. I basically quit my job and came here.
And it's been about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm still working in Manassas, and I'm retiring at the end of the year.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And how did you come aboard, Caitlin?
I moved here from Maryland in 2008, and then one of my friends used to work for them, and I started working for them only a year ago.
Okay.
So I haven't been here that long, but
she's the best.
I try.
That's nice to hear your employers say that about you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, she is the best.
So I can't imagine any gig better than serving ice cream at the beach. And you've got a pretty distinct philosophy of what you're trying to accomplish here. Can you give me the background of what you're looking to do and provide for your customers?
I want to provide the customers with more than what they think they're getting. I wanted the cone to be, you know, fresh. We hand make our cones. I want those cones put in there as far as when they're dipping to make that cone look full. So when somebody else sees it, they're going to go, I want one of those too, you know. And we want to give the best in customer service. Hopefully the staff that we have are, you know, basically polite and courteous, and because without the customer, we don't have a business. We want to make sure our customers are number one.
And we want a family atmosphere.
And absolutely.
That's part of what you were talking about before we began our interview today. I found fascinating your concept about that. Expand on that family atmosphere for me a little bit.
Well, should I tell you about the divorce thing?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
When I
you didn't divorce me, man.
No, I know. It's okay. Cool. Except you're not gonna stick me in the back. basically, when I basically got my divorce, the only way for me to actually communicate with my kids was to take them out on ice cream, and we actually they basically wanted to spill their guts because it's like, ice cream just wants to release everything. You know, this is when I want to be happy, and they talk about it. So it was a nice, enjoyable feeling, and I want that for not just divorced people. I want that for everyone, you know, as far as to come here and enjoy. Relax in our chairs. Sit out, watch your kids play. We have Connect Four. We have Cornhole. We have so much. I'm getting ready to get more games in here just, you know, to keep them occupied. So, you know, they enjoy themselves.
Great.
And recently we put two newspaper stands out for free books. My mother passed away and left me 25 cases. So I'm trying to give books away for free.
That's outstanding. Giving back to the community while trying to make it a friendly atmosphere to enjoy a little ice cream in the day. So tell me, Caitlin, what is it, because everybody's been talking about how much value you add to the business. What are some of the ideas that you've had that you've been able to incorporate?
I do come up with a lot of ideas for the food menu because Bob always tells me no, but it always ends up on the menu. I did all the boards and stuff like that, made the menu fancy and pretty. Just little stuff. I think I normally just add food stuff to the menu. Any, like, if we have the stuff to make it, why not make it and put it on the menu? So we just, I just do a whole bunch of that stuff.
I see.
And Caitlin makes all the crab shell decorations for Christmas. She paints all the signs for the cornhole. She's very artistic.
Well, I can verify that because if you haven't seen it, what's the address here again, guys?
613 Colonial Avenue, Colonial Beach.
Yeah, and the way you'll recognize it is there is a beautiful green boat with some nice, are those Adirondack chairs?
Yes, sir.
Forgive me, a product of public school education. Adirondack chairs. And it's just pastel-y and festive, and it looks like a tiki bar. And we, you know, I was a little disappointed I couldn't get a margarita, but it really is a festive atmosphere here.
And all of our decorations come from either thrift stores or yard sales.
The town. The community, Westmoreland, anywhere. Any Facebook, we bring it here. So, in other words, if they want to see it again, they can come back and look at it.
Even the boat came from Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I understand that his reason for wanting to make it a family-friendly atmosphere, Dottie, but what is it about his vision that helped you support him in that? Why did you think that was such a good idea?
Bob can pretty much do anything. I've never met a man that works as hard. His motto is he gets more done in accident than people do on purpose. He was a builder. He's built the entire thing from bottom to top. He's very passionate about having a restaurant. He's always wanted a restaurant. And I want to help him fulfill those goals.
Outstanding.
She's my crutch.
Okay, good. Good. So you kind of got a three-legged stool here.
Yes.
That's right.
Good.
So, no, four, because I have Caitlin, too. She does.
I was counting Caitlin. Public school education, back in count three. Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to start using ice cream truck over at the campground, Harbor View, on Saturday and Sundays.
Is that right?
Yes.
We also have an ice cream truck. We have an ice cream golf cart. We have an ice cream boat. And we do have movie night that's coming here. And we basically, if somebody calls, we'll go and do an event and just show up and just...
An ice cream boat.
Yeah, we go out on the boat because, you know, we can fish and sell ice cream at the same time because people do come up because it says ice cream hut.
You're my hero, man. We must make you the leader of our tribe.
And it's fun.
It's fun.
So, have you been doing this for a long time? Is this a fairly new business?
We started 3 years ago, and we were down at Colonial Gardens, and then we were renting a space from them, and then we decided to go to where we wanted something bigger and different. So, we actually brought the building here, and then I built and incorporated everything here.
I see. Have you had a lot of support from the community?
Absolutely. People are just saying thank you for being here, and I'm glad because we want to be here. And if we didn't have that support, again, our clients and our customers are number one, so we make sure that they're happy. Mm-hmm. I mean, if there's something on the menu that I can make and what's not on there, we will do it. You know, if I'm here, I'll do anything that they want.
And one of the important things is if we say we're open, we're open. I hear a lot of complaints.
That's huge.
Yeah, so if we say we're open from 8 to 8, we're open. Unless the beach, we close if the rain, but here we're always open.
Some of the times the weather has been very weird, so we will shut down because it's like typhoon came through, everything was flooded, nobody could get here, so we're not going to open. I'll send it out on Facebook. We do have a Google page. It says Ice Cream Hut. You can go in there and, you know, rate us.
You mean I can't get a dipped waffle cone in a Category 3 hurricane?
Well,
I'm terribly disappointed.
If you call me, I can come up. But I might have to bring it on the boat.
The ice cream boat. There we go. And there's a perfect confluence of things there. So just to remind everyone, we are here with Talk of the Town, Rick Wood, and we're visiting with Bob McCarthy, Dottie, his wife, and Caitlin, his manager. And I'm having a pretty good time, guys. I don't know about you, but it's great to know that we have people who are not only supportive of the town, but have fresh new ideas to add value. You know, anybody can unlock the doors to a restaurant. It's something else to provide a level of service, to always be open, as you just spoke about, and to have the customers number one. So as a resident of Colonial Beach, I personally want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, are you guys, I have to ask the question, okay, are you guys from Colonial Beach originally?
We're from Warrenton. Originally, I'm from Aldie, Virginia.
Right.
And he's from...
I was born and raised in D.C., grew up in Maryland, moved to Virginia, and that's where we ended up at Fauquier.
So how did you begin your journey to Colonial Beach?
We came camping, and then we ended up wanting to buy a little piece of property just to have our camper set on it. And then we ended up moving from that point to another location in Placid Bay. And we found a place that was on the lake, and we made it our home, and then decided we're just going to keep going. So that's why we're here.
Is it the air or the water in Colonial Beach where people just come here?
It's both.
No, it's Mayberry here. This is really nice. I mean, we don't really have to worry about theft. I mean, you do some places here, but we do put up cameras. We do have 14 cameras, and I just want to emphasize that. I do have 14 cameras, and I do have face recognition. And also, I can make sure that if you steal something off the point, I have your tag number, so the police do know.
Okay. You scare me with the cameras, because one time a guy was joking with me. I had taken a picture, and he goes, "Did you gain some weight?" And I said, "Well, you know, the camera gains 20 pounds." Nice. And he says, "How many cameras do they have on you, man?" So now I'm terrified with 14 cameras floating around.
Well, I had never heard of Colonial Beach, and I'm from Loudoun County my whole life.
Uh-huh.
And I would drive the kids down to Myrtle Beach and Virginia Beach. I bought an RV, and that's where we would go. Had I known of Colonial Beach, we would have been coming here. So one day I joined this club for camping, and I ended up here. And I'm driving around, I'm like, this is a nice little town. There's no hustle and bustle. It's very calm and relaxing. You don't hear traffic all night when you're trying to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So we just love it here. When I'm driving home from work from Manassas, I get here and just a total ease comes across me once I get onto Route 3.
Yes.
You know, getting here is stressful.
Now, when we were going back to Warrenton, as soon as I got past, I guess, the Sheets and the Tractor Supply, just want to throw a plug in for them. And anyway, as soon as I get there, my stomach gets in knots. I mean, I'm like, I don't want to go home. This is home, so.
Okay, well, good. Then you've lived here for how long did you say?
3 years now.
3 years.
3 years, okay. And that's after the campground?
Correct.
Okay, good. So tell me a little about how you got into ice cream to begin with. I had always assumed elves made it. Okay. How did you come upon that concept?
I'm in Warrenton. My daughters needed a side job, so they didn't really want to work with anybody. So we opened up sickle-shaped ice, and we just did soccer fields, baseball games, and anything like that. And my daughter, I bought her a truck so she could actually go to the games to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then that didn't pan out for them, so I ended up doing it, and then I really liked it. So we came here and said, hey, we should probably basically, you know, let's open up an ice cream place next to the Colonial Gardens and we'll see how good business is. So business started picking up. We came here to the beach, then we bought the location, and that's where we are now.
How big a process is it to make ice cream? Do you make it on site?
No, we don't. We buy it from our distributor, which is Jack and Jill. You've probably been eating it through your whole life in school, and that's why it's so tasty, and they've basically are like, I think they're cousins of, I guess, Good Humor.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's made in Philadelphia, or, you know, PA, you have to go to Philadelphia. But anyway, that's where they bring it from. They're on their way now, so he just called when we started. So.
Okay, well, we'll promise not to keep you here. Your ice cream melts.
No, but he's got a freezer truck.
So you'd mentioned that you're looking to add on staff. Tell us about what positions you're looking to add on and what qualities you're looking for.
We're looking, basically, we have servers as of right now, but we're looking for a cook that's responsible and that could be working at nights. And I need more than one because we want to be able to staff it around the clock because, you know, some places aren't really open here at the beach, and You know, we do have all these new restaurants, and, you know, I know there's plenty of business for everyone. So, but we want to make sure that, you know, we want our food to be taste. You know?
As of now, Bob's the only cook, so he can't and work
Caitlin,
every
she's,
day.
And Caitlin, she's kicks butt, so.
They almost forgot you there, Kate.
No.
Nope. I know. It happens all the time.
Stop. Now, when you say servers, and for those of you people on the listening on the radio that haven't seen the place, the way it's set up is there are some outside tables. So everything is served outside if you want to sit and eat, correct?
Right. For COVID, that's what happened, so right. That's what we stuck with.
So when you say servers, are those people who bring the food here to the tables outside? Is that what you're referring to?
No, we call them from the window, and they come and pick it up. And then
I see. Have you gotten good response with your neighbors here, your business neighbors, and has everyone been friendly and welcoming?
Absolutely. I mean, this is a wonderful town, I'm telling you.
It's an amazing spot.
Yes. I mean, and yeah. You know, there's some things that some people don't like because we're new. We got flashy signs and something like that. But you know what? It is what it is. We went through all the code enforcement to get what we got. And so we're going to keep with that.
The parking is difficult because we have such a small lot. But mm-hmm. there is a lot of street parking.
Yes.
So you can park on the street.
Yes.
And my understanding is you don't have to pay to park on this part of the street.
Right. And our producer was kind enough to tell me not to park in front of the yellow.
Yes, yeah.
So,
absolutely.
Yes, just as you park in any of the other spots. So I'm assuming you guys are just going to be jammed with golf carts here in the summer. You do have pretty good golf carts.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, how else you want to eat ice cream anyway? You
don't
That's want
right.
ice
You're outside.
Cream in the bottom of your car, right? Mm-hmm.
And then they could bring them down Friday night for the movies for the kids.
Now, when are you going to start that? That sounds great.
Probably after our grand opening, and I think we were talking about our date that we're going to have the grand opening sometime in June.
First weekend.
Yes,
in June.
First weekend in June.
Yeah. All right.
And then we're going to have Greece.
So now, where can we find you? I'm assuming you have a web presence and a Facebook presence. Where can people find you on the web?
I'm on Facebook under Robert McCarthy and the Ice Cream Hut. I'm still trying to figure that one out, so I'm still like a little old school with that. And then we do have Google that you can just look up Ice Cream Hut, and it does pop it up in, I guess, in Yelp we also have.
Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm. We don't do the Twitter and stuff like that yet and whatever. But, you know, yeah. she's my communication liaison, I'd say. Okay.
Well, a town this size, you can pretty much holler and
hear
from any part.
Yep.
And also, we advertise with your radio. And,
mm-hmm.
yep.
And Caitlin knows everybody in this town.
Yes.
Is that right?
Everyone, yes.
They've known her from when she was a little whippersnapper.
Well, she's a pretty gregarious gal, so I can understand that.
I try.
So do you have plans on ultimately expanding once you feel that you got your operation set here? Or, you know, are you going to conquer the ice cream world, or are you going to be happy with one location, or do you know yet?
No, that's why this is called Hut 1. Then we have Hut 2, Hut 3.
Are we going to snap the ball or something?
We might be going that route.
Okay. He's yeah. talking to me about he wants to franchise one day.
Yeah, and then we want to also open up in Fredericksburg and give Carl a run for his money. So, yeah.
Well, good. So this is what you were talking about. There's very little you think this guy can't do.
Yes, he's amazing. He gets up at 5 o'clock every day, sets his alarm, and he goes to bed at 9:30. And he is ADHD, and I love it because he never stops.
Well, you know, it's amazing. My alarm clock doesn't have any fives on it. So
yeah.
I want to know where you buy one of them.
See, I create lists to do for the day, and you know.
Oh, now this is amazing, and I have to share this with you. You guys on the radio.
I've got to type this up for the girls to open and close.
Yeah, my to-do list consists of wake up on the correct side of the dirt,
yeah.
have lunch, have dinner, go to bed. This thing is a full page of
things to do.
This is kind of amazing.
And so, I'll guarantee they're done before the end of the night.
And does he hand this to you, Caitlin?
Sometimes.
No, I will send it to her to approve it because, you know.
Yes. She, I have to approve. She has to have my permission.
Okay.
Caitlin is a huge asset to us. Without her, we'd be lost.
Well, what was interesting, I see the proof in that because when we first talked about, you know, who all we're going to talk to in this operation, And Caitlin was absolutely going to be part of the conversation.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And here comes our ice cream.
And here comes the ice cream truck.
It's amazing how that big truck can get in here. Without hitting anything.
So when are you going to feel the full effects, do you think, of your grand opening? How is that going to change how things are operating?
I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. I think it's just going to let people know that we're here one more time, and that's, you know, we wanted to make sure that when we do the grand opening, it was right. We just didn't want to open and just do it. We want to make sure that, you know, we had everything together and ready to go for the people that are, you know, our guests. So
what are you planning on doing for your grand opening? Can you give us a little reveal at this point?
Well, free fresh popcorn with the movie.
Oh, yeah, we do have our popcorn machine.
Yes, and we got to have the fresh popcorn because, you know, there's nowhere here on the beach that it serves it.
Nope,
and,
there's not.
We want to make sure that happens. And I guess, I don't know what we've decided about, do a little giveaways because we always have something in the year. Like, we have bingo tournaments and stuff like that to where Dottie gives away crazy gifts. I mean...
But they're good gifts.
They're good gifts. I mean... But everything's from the thrift stores, and it's nice. I mean, not even touched. I mean, that's some of the things that here that we've noticed in the thrift stores that they're not even open, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we just buy it and give them out as gifts.
I would imagine a lot of that is happening in the COVID days because people were just ordering stuff on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
You know, and you open it up and go, hey, I really don't need a... squirrel deflector.
Exactly.
My roof. So what is the favorite gift that you've given away? You said they're whacked out gifts and some gifts.
I give out some, they were football piggy banks.
Okay.
Football banks for the little kids.
They weren't Dallas Cowboy piggy banks, right?
No. You gave out good gifts.
Oh, yeah, the
Easter
egg hunt. We had an Easter egg hunt, and every child got, they filled their baskets with eggs, and then every child got either a water bottle or a stuffed animal. And they really like that.
Sunglasses. And a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
How many folks did you have for your Easter egg hunt?
There was a pretty decent amount
of kids.
At
least 50, 60.
Wow.
There was a lot.
And we did also, I just want to say this too, we are the winners of the business Christmas decoration.
Yeah.
I got the bragging rights.
I gave him the
right
idea of the milk.
Oh, see, now we're all going to try to claim credit.
I gave him the idea of the milk carton igloo.
Yeah, we had a milk carton.
And I showed it to him, and he made a whole igloo out of jugs. That there were 344 jugs.
Oh, my goodness.
And we made a beautiful igloo out of it.
And lit up.
We had a train going into it.
Because you didn't have enough on your to-do list with him doing
it. No, I didn't have enough.
That's what he told me when I came home. You've only got 4 days to do it, honey.
Yeah. So now, is everybody a big Christmas fan, or is it one of you that kind of...
Oh, no, we're Christmas fans for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So what did Santa bring you this year?
Lot of milk crates. A lot of milk crates in front of halls because the thing exploded and on the way home.
Yeah. You're welcome for that softball that I just pissed up for you there.
We really don't do gifts anymore.
Nah. Yeah.
We got to spend time with family. That was good.
Outstanding. Well, this is the perfect spot for it because, as you pointed out, you're big fans of families doing things together, and it's nice since you provide that for the community that you had the opportunity to do that for yourselves.
Well, thank you.
Do you plants and that sort of thing? Because it's really...
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we have lots of plants.
You're a gardener.
I'm a gardener.
So you're a gardener, you're a decorator, you're an ice cream maker.
Yes.
Is this actually Santa's workshop?
It's fun. We have a good time.
That's what we want this place
to
be, fun.
Well, if you spend as much time as it sounds like you do, it has to be fun. How much time do you spend here in a day?
I really don't because I work a job. I come down every morning for breakfast. My husband makes it for me.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's nice.
I go to work 4 days a week in Manassas. And I come down and I help out every now and then, but rare. This is his thing, and I keep reminding him of that.
You have the truck. You have the ice cream truck.
Oh, yeah, I have the ice cream truck. I have to do the ice cream truck.
So how many hours a day do you spend, Bob?
I probably spend about 2 hours a day here. And whenever something needs to be fixed, then I come back and forth to check. But we're only open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
Right.
But that's what was happening now. Now we're open the full week from 12 to 8. And then breakfast and lunch on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
So we're coming close on our time. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed meeting you guys. And I'm looking forward to just chowing down on free popcorn and watching movies. Try to get a dollar out of my wallet. But so we've got about a minute. So what is it that you really want people to know about your business? If you had to do a little elevator pitch, what would it be?
I want someone to come here and feel welcome. I want them to, even though they might be guests, you feel comfortable. Have fun. This is, again, a town that I guess where childhood memories are made. So that's what I would kind of want it to be, is so that we give you that memory, you know, that you went to the ice cream hut, you had fun. You know, we do have the whiter sands than the beach, I have to say.
So, Caitlin, what is it that you want folks to know about this business? You obviously love being here. I can tell it's sincere. So what do you want folks to know?
I do want them to know that it is family-oriented. We're not going to be mean like other restaurants. We're not going to judge you. We are going to welcome you in. If you need something, ask and we will get it for you. I want it to be like that.
How dare you?
I don't want anybody to be worried. Don't want anybody to feel like we're going to be mean. Okay. We're nice people.
Okay, so that's the corporate philosophy. We ain't mean. Guys, thank you so much. I've appreciated your time here today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing too. WWER.org/membership.